get me? I hope it get me. Will it get me there?
My thing is, when I travel long distance, I'll always probably have a couple of bottles of engine oil. I'll carry a chain for my tow rope. Yeah, a good amount of drinking water. And this country shows no mercy sometimes, especially when you haven't got nothing.
We see a lot of driveline issues, a lot of suspension issues, particularly coming down from Cape Levesque Road. That's a very, very tough road on cars. It destroys cars. So,
at the end of the day, a motor vehicle can be a deadly weapon. When you're travelling down the road at 110 kilometres an hour and the wheel comes off because the bolts haven't been done up or the quality of the workmanship isn't up to standard, the consequences are dire.
Welcome to the fifth part of the My Daddy Car radio series. I'm Carol Dowling and I'm a Community Education Officer with Consumer Protection WA. The people you've just heard know a lot about cars. They're all mechanics. First up, you heard from Arnold Pudding-Smith, who's a musician and a bush mechanic. Then you heard from Nick, who currently works as a registered mechanic in Broome. Finally, Angelo Barbaro, who works for Consumer Protection as the manager of the Automotive Services branch, and he used to be a mechanic. In this program, I'll give you some tips on reducing repairs to your Daddy car, as well as explain why it's so important to use a licensed repairer or mechanic.
I think most of the people in the communities are pretty mechanically minded and they do a lot of things by themselves, but a lot of them do get stung when they come into town and they can't get back out and they've got to get the car repaired. Quite often there are waiting times. Most of them try and do a lot of stuff by themselves.
You've just heard from Andrew, who travels throughout the Kimberleys working in remote communities. If you live in a community where the nearest mechanic is over 100 kilometres away, the chance of it being serviced properly is pretty rare. A lot of people try fixing the car themselves. This can become tricky because more recent models of cars make it almost impossible to fix, especially if they have a computer running the engine. This means you run the risk of not fixing the car right, and it becomes dangerous to drive. I yarn with Angelo Barbaro, manager of Consumer Protection's Automotive Services branch, about do-it-yourself repairs and why it's important to get your car looked after by a licensed motor vehicle repairer. Here's Angelo Barbaro.
Motor vehicle repairers nowadays have to be licensed and they go through a stringent assessment process to make sure that they have the skills and the knowledge to carry out the repair work on the modern motor vehicle. So my suggestion would be that you take your vehicle to a licensed motor vehicle repairer who has got the equipment, the skills and the knowledge to be able to carry out the necessary repairs. And the other thing is, if they don't, or if the repairs aren't done properly, then you've got some sort of redress and some sort of recourse to go back to them.
When you find a licensed repairer that you can trust, that mechanic is supposed to charge you for only what needs to be done and have the knowledge and skills to do it properly. If you choose an unlicensed repairer, you will bear any costs if they fail to fix your car. As you get to drive your car, you'll get to know it by the way it sounds or the way it drives. When there is change in the sound or the way it feels, it will probably mean you need to have it serviced. If you make sure you get your car serviced on a regular basis, you could be saving yourself lots of money. The rule of thumb with servicing is making sure your pride and joy is serviced every 10,000 kilometres, or at least once every 12 months. When you book your car in for a service, explain clearly what type of service you want. If you don't have a service logbook and you're not sure what your car needs, check with your mechanic about what is an average type of service and the likely cost for it to happen. It's always good practice to have a basic service, such as an oil change, oil filter replacement, and safety check every 5,000 kilometres, or 6 months, whichever comes first. The most important thing, though, is making sure that your mechanic is licensed to carry out any repairs needed. I yarn with Nick, who is a head mechanic of a workshop in Broome. Here's what Nick had to share about how licensing is important to you as a car owner.
I think it's important to be registered because basically when you are registered, you have to have a certain number of licensed mechanics under your... So you know that you are getting licensed mechanics working on your vehicle and there's quality procedures in place. We're also a member of the MTA, which is the Motor Traders Association. The repair register is critical because it licenses us to work on different aspects, not just on your cars, but our list is actually quite large. We can do from tyres to brake repairs. Hanging in our office, you will actually see the list of what we are able to work on. It's quite important that the work you're requesting, the licence repairer is licensed to actually do.
If you've recently brought a car home, it's smart to keep it in good working order through regular servicing and maintenance. This is outlined in a service book, which is usually found in the glove box. The service book gives you a history of what previous owners have done to look after your car. When you buy a car, make sure that it's suitable for the environment where you'll be driving it. For example, you wouldn't drive a hatchback in the scrub or on unsealed roads. If you buy a car that isn't suited to tough conditions, then you have to expect that it will need major repairs before too long.
A car used up here is very, very different to how it might be used down in the city areas. Yeah, and so it does take a lot more beating. But then you got a lot of countrymen who go, oh, I've got this new flash car, I'm not going fishing anymore. They're not going to go bush because of their car. And I can understand that. Fair enough. But, you know, you're limiting your life. I just think the only reason why you should buy four-wheel drives up here is so that you get out of the rat race and engage yourself and immerse yourself in your cultural life. The weather, the fact that we're going to deal with rust is a really big issue. So you're constantly washing your car down with water to remove salt. And then mud. Obviously, if you want to have an outdoor experience, you must go off the highway. So, you know, you're really beating your car up sometimes.
You've just heard from Aboriginal filmmaker Michelle Torres from Broome. Michelle was talking there about how to limit repairs on your car in the Kimberleys and how her community are buying new cars. When you get a new car, it comes with a service book, which tells you when it has to be serviced by a licensed mechanic. Usually, this is done by mechanics authorised by the manufacturer or the company that made your model of car. It's really important to follow the schedule every time it's due to be serviced because it really helps when you want to sell it in the future. It could add value to your car. If you don't, then you could lose your car's warranty as well. Car manufacturers have authorised dealerships that will service your car for you. If it's under warranty and there are problems, not from misuse, and the car can't be driven or repaired, the car yard is responsible for fixing the car. As well as your manufacturer's warranty, you may have consumer guarantee rights under the Australian Consumer Law. Consumer Protection can tell you exactly what is covered if you need help. Someone that has been a mechanic and now works for Consumer Protection is Angelo Barbaro. Let's hear from Angelo about why it's important that any motor vehicle repairer should hold a licence issued by Consumer Protection.
By licensing repair businesses, by certifying individual repairers, that ultimately it will improve the quality and standard of repair businesses out there and the work that's coming out. The day of the general mechanic is just about over. Because cars nowadays are so high tech and you have to have the special equipment and the special tools to do it and the knowledge, taking it to just a general mechanic nowadays is becoming a thing of the past.
In our next program, My Daddy Car will look at how to find the right mechanic for you and what to do to get the job done right. More importantly, what should you do if a mechanic doesn't repair your car properly? I'm Carol Dowling from Consumer Protection. If you have any questions about buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 30 40 54 or like our Facebook page, facebook.com/mydardycar. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection. We're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring up Consumer Protection, Mom, and they